This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
You're listening to the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com.
B-Dry waterproof hotline. Of course we're gonna play Drake because Roof of Alabama this weekend, but hey, well, that's not my business.
No, hold on, you're not providing it context. He's doing it out of good heart because when he has put on the Kentucky jersey, Kentucky has gone out and lost. When he has put on the Toronto jersey, they have gone out and lost. And now he's bringing that bad juju to Alabama. Okay. So really, he's doing all of us a favor. So I expect
if they lose, then okay.
When Clemson beats Alabama on Monday night, no, I'm not predicting that. I should say if Clemson beats Alabama on Monday night, I expect an apology to Drake at 7:03 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Okay, since you're Drake's agent or hey, Drake's number one super fan,
I'd be more than happy to be Drake's agent. Let me hold some of your cash, Drake.
Yeah. So we'll have Austin Price on here in a little bit. Let me just lay down some groundwork before we have him on. There's been talk about Tennessee talking to T. Martin. So, of course, everyone's going to freak out and assume that that's for the offensive coordinator role. And that's not entirely true. T. Martin was talked to about possibly coming in as a co-offensive coordinator. And if you have another reaction to that, I mentioned earlier that Clemson utilizes this type of system and it works perfectly for them. And they lost Chad Morris, who was the offensive coordinator, who was one of the best in the country, who went on to get a head coaching job. And Clemson not only has not lost a step or a beat, but they've gotten better offensively. They have done this with three or four different quarterbacks. Since Taj Boyd, they've had Deshaun Watson, they've had Kelly Bryant, and now true freshman Trevor Lawrence, and they've been awesome on offense. So a co-coordinator system can work. It can work. Well, two guys working together during the game to call plays. What that allows you to do is bring in a better recruiter. If you can add T. Martin and have him coach a position and then add someone else and those two guys work together to call plays, I can see that working because you add a really good recruiter in T. Martin. That could work. If Pruitt wants to do that, then, hey, I think it could work. If he wants to go the traditional route and hire offensive coordinator, then he could do that too. If you are sitting there and you're saying, if we make a hire from within 6 weeks later, you have every right to question Pruitt and Coach Former's strategy. 100%. You have every right to question that. Every right. You look around the country and how fast people are making hires and how prepared they look. They look prepared. You lose a guy, boom, you go get another guy. If Tennessee makes a hire from within, which I don't see that happening unless it's with a co-offensive coordinator. Will Friend has told some people he's not interested in being a coordinator. Pruitt has said that Will Friend's not going to be the coordinator. The only way that would happen is if it's a co-offensive coordinator situation, and that would only be to boost recruiting efforts with your staff, which is what we need. But I don't see that happening. I don't. Because Will Friend just not, he got enough on his plate to coach an offensive line. We need dudes. We need players. And if you can add another great recruiter on the staff, then I think that's an option you should explore. Now, Tennessee could just hire an offensive coordinator. They could just go hire Sarkisian if Sarkisian wants to come back to college. Sarkisian's not desperate. He has options, folks. And if Sarkisian were to be the hire, I think we should be pretty appreciative, because it's not like you got a guy that didn't have any options. It ain't like hiring Larry Scott as offensive coordinator or hiring Kevin Beard, who didn't have any options out there. No, Steve Sarkisian is wanted by other NFL teams. So, I hope that shed some a light. We'll talk to Austin Price here in a little bit more about the coordinator search and about recruiting here on the Swain event. Let's go to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Jay. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, buddy.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Did you see the football scoop tweet yesterday about Tennessee?
I did. I chuckled.
Well, yeah. What'd you make of that, man?
I chuckled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I chuckled.
In the building.
I chuckled.
You don't think there's probably any chance of something like that happening, or
I don't see Tennessee hiring a coordinator that's in the building. I think if that were to happen, it would be a co-offensive coordinator scenario.
Well, the thing with me with Osavet, I've heard good things about him. But from what I know about him, his offense, is very RPO-based, and it relies on tempo. And that sounds a lot like Butch Jones and what Butch Jones tried to do in this league.
Whoa, whoa.
Hold on, Swain. Hear me out. Butch Jones' offense, when he first came into this league, was based on RPOs and tempo. That was two of the staples of his offense. And I think in this league, if you run an offense based on RPOs and that needs tempo, everybody does tempo, I get that, but your offense, like a pillar of your offense is tempo, I think you can win maybe 8-10 cycle up to 10 games every now and then in this league, but I don't think you're winning titles in this league. I think it's kind of a gimmick offense when you do stuff like that. That's my opinion.
Well, I respectfully disagree, and this is why I'll explain. Mm-hmm. The NFL game is adopting the college game. They are adopting RPOs left and right. Every week on Sunday, you can see another NFL team taking and using a college concept. When I was watching Alabama, Oklahoma game, all of Tua passes looked like they were across the middle.
They're all RPOs.
They were all RPOs. And that RPOs is like this new fancy term now that they've been doing RPOs for a very long time. You have sometimes with two receivers on one side, if the slot receiver's not covered, you have the option to hit him on a bubble screen. That's a RPO. But the difference now with RPOs is that there is a read on the middle linebacker, and there's a slant route being thrown behind it. There's a real route being ran. And if that linebacker pushes up into the line of scrimmage, when the ball hits the running back's belly, the quarterback has the ability and the freedom to take it out and hit that slant route behind the linebacker. That's something mm-hmm. that's being used by a lot of different offenses. Butch Jones didn't do that in his first year. His first year, they ran a lot of bubble screens and reverses, things like that, on the perimeter because they didn't have the wide receivers to go down the field. They had a line, but they didn't have the wide receivers. That's why we saw Pig Howard run 72 screen passes and reverses that first year in 2013. So that's kind of what the game is going to, man, is a lot of RPOs, and it put linebackers at a huge disadvantage. RPOs is here, and it's successful in the SEC, outside the SEC, and it's also successful in the NFL too.
No, I hear you. I mean, I know everybody does some form or fashion of it, but from what I saw with Osavet, I watched some of his videos. He has some videos on YouTube explaining kind of what he does and explaining his offense. And, Alabama runs RPOs, but Alabama doesn't have to use tempo to be successful. Clemson, all these other teams, they may use, but they don't have to have tempo like Chip Kelly, Oregon, if you will, to be successful. They don't have to go fast. And from what Osavet explained, the pillar, the rock of his offense is going fast. And I just think people have caught up to that. And I think that I'm not saying you can't win some games, but I don't think you're winning titles in this league if you need tempo for your offense to be successful. Like, if that is a pillar.
I agree with that. If you need tempo to win games, you're not setting yourself up for long-term success, because there's going to be times when you're going to need to bleed the clock. You're going to need, you know, four or five minutes to go in the game, you're up. You need to run the football and run the clock out. So I agree with you there. Mm-hmm. Osavet, if he did that at the JUCO ranks because that's what he had to do, fine. But if he can adjust and not do those things and still be a good offense coordinator, then, man, he may be an up-and-coming gem. I remember when he was first hired, and there's an article on SI written by Bruce Feldman before he went to mm-hmm. Athletic, and he wrote mm-hmm. a whole article on Joe Osavet and how he is an up-and-comer star in the college game. That's a conversation between him and Jeremy Pruitt, that if Osavet is able to share with him that, yes, he can be successful with RPOs without the need of being up-tempo all the time, then okay. But mm-hmm. here's the problem, though, Jay, and I think you agree with me.
Yeah.
We on week six.
Yeah.
If you make Joe Osavet the OC,
fans are going to lose it.
People are going to question how organized you were, how prepared you were. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Yes, it looks bad. But think about all the people that Jeremy Pruitt has talked to and gathered information from. One thing that Nick Saban is great at is he'll talk to everybody. He'll talk to people knowing he's not going to hire you just mm-hmm. to gather information about you and how to beat you. So, mm-hmm. yes, one slip up or maybe in a not an ideal situation, it could be beneficial. Yes, if they hire someone from within, if they hire Osavet, let's just say that, then it ain't going to look nice. But at the end of the day, if he's successful, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's all that matters. And Twain, his comments, I know he kind of caught some heat for his irrelevant, it's all irrelevant or whatever.
No. He said that the offensive coordinator is overrated, which is true.
Well, I agreed. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I agree with his comments because basically what he said was, if you have enough talent, it doesn't matter what you run.
Exactly.
And if you don't have enough talent, it really doesn't matter what you run. I mean, basically, he was hinting at, we have to get talent in here before we do anything else.
Yes.
And that's really all he was ever saying. And some people blew his comments way out of proportion.
Correct. And that's the reason. T and Pruitt talked a while ago. But that's the reason why you want to keep this search close to the vest, because folks are freaking out. Like, folks are freaking out about Pruitt and T talking, thinking that T's going to come in as offense coordinator. This is why you keep things close to the vest, because sometimes we can't have nice things. Sometimes we can't handle information. This is true. Get mad at me if you want to. Sometimes we can't handle information. We can't. We freak out. We make assumptions. We burn down the bridge. We blow up couches. We react too fast. And some of it is not our fault. Some of it is because of prior decisions that were made. But go and show me a hire on offense made from the inside that was unsuccessful other than Larry Scott. Tennessee has hired outside. Tennessee went out, they got Dave Clawson. They went out and they got Jim Chaney. They went out and they got Mike DeBoer. They hired Randy Sanders within, and he called a great game and won a championship. And Randy Sanders was a good offensive coordinator here. I don't care what anybody says. He did a good job. He was not allowed to do all that he wanted to do. You can read into that how you want to, but I'm going to take up for Randy Sanders. Randy Sanders is smart. He's very smart. So let's just relax a little bit, just a little bit. I'm not saying take a chill pill and just totally mellow out. I'm just saying just go from level 10 to about 7. Just a couple notches. Just a couple notches. Let's handle information a little bit better. T. Martin is not going to come in and be the offensive coordinator. He's not. 865-255-03. We'll talk to Austin Price of AllQuest coming up next.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, Man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to a opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard, and in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, and Austin Price joins us via the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Austin Price of VolQuest, and you can follow Austin on Twitter at Austin Priceless, the best Twitter handle on Twitter. Austin, good morning.
How are we doing, Jason Swain?
We're doing good, man. I think
we have to be careful about how we handle information, maybe how information gets out, because, man, we are right there on the edge as a fan base. And I was kind of making this example during the break. It's like, hey, man, if your wife comes home and she smells like men's cologne, before you go try to beat some guy up, how about you ask questions? Because maybe her brother was in town, and maybe brother wears strong cologne, and that's why the smell is on her. Before we jump to conclusions about T. Martin talking to Pruitt, maybe we should kind of just chill and wait a little bit, get some information before we say, oh, no, man, he sucked at USC as a coordinator. Why we hired him as a coordinator? Maybe they talked about possibility of being a co-offensive coordinator. Maybe that. Austin, you ever thought about that?
Yeah, you know, I think that that's very much what they possibly discussed, Jason. And, you know, for Coach Jeremy Pruitt, we talked about this on our podcast that airs today. You know, in an effort to find the guy that checks all the boxes, sometimes I think that's hard, but you kind of still strive for perfection. Maybe you have to find the guy that checks four out of the five boxes. You know, you've got to have a little bit of a compromise on, you got to kind of lessen what you're looking for, because at some point, you know, you're going to have to make this hire, and you're trying to make the best hire that helps you be successful. And if that's going the co-route, it's going the co-route. There are plenty of schools out there that do it, are very successful at it, Clemson being the top one. But you've got to find, the person or people that fit your staff the best and allow you to have good staff chemistry, because I think that's as important as anything.
Well, let's talk about what will be very hard to explain if this were to happen. Let's just say that Tennessee hires from within. The perception would be, oh, my goodness, Tennessee was unprepared to make this move. Why are we waiting 6 weeks for this to happen? Is that fair for folks to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair for folks to say. But, I mean, Jeremy Pruitt's also got to talk to an adequate number of people. I mean, if they had just it's not like you had somebody on staff that's just a slam dunk hire from a perception standpoint. So, if you promote Will Friend or add John Lilly to the staff or whoever, 6 weeks ago, the fan base has all been out of shape. That, and the narrative is that Jeremy Pruitt's just, promoting his buddy. Whereas if he takes his time and he talks to all these people, and then has, it's ultimately his hire, so he don't really have to justify anything. If he's able to say, listen, this is why we hired or promoted, then I think it's an easier sale. I don't think it's as easy a sale 6 weeks ago to promote from within, but maybe it is now.
And you could say you don't know if you don't know, but I feel like I need to ask this question. What are the co-offensive coordinator possibilities or scenarios, and what are the straight up going and hiring a coordinator possibilities and scenarios?
Well, I don't know, because I think Will Friend, is a guy that, you could justify giving him a co-coordinator title and kind of going that route. Will obviously already makes $800,000 to be Tennessee's offensive line coach. If you look at the kind of candidates out there, you already talked about one. Jeff Levy's another name that's kind of resurfaced and reemerged. I think he would be more of a candidate for like a co-title. And then outside of that, I don't think Sarkisian's coming for a co-title. I think he would want the whole enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to hire Matt Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, the pool is not very big. And, they're going to have to, at some point, drain the water out of the pool and make this higher.
Well, Austin, switching gears a little bit to the recruiting side of things, we had the Under Armour game last night. What were your thoughts on everything that transpired there for Tennessee's recruits?
Well, I thought they went out and did what they're supposed to do. I thought Wanya Morris had a really solid game at guard, showing his versatility. I thought Darnell Wright was really good again. And then, of course, Jalen McCullough playing safety, very instinctive. And then, of course, they'll have the Army game coming up, or what used to be the Army game, which is now the All-American Bowl. In San Antonio coming up on Saturday, and Crouch hoping to play. He had a stinger earlier in the week, and then Eric Gray, who has continued to flash the last couple of days.
Well, going off of that, you or somebody from VolQuest, I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, has been in San Antonio or been in Orlando covering the practices. What were the major storylines surrounding the Vol signees throughout the week in practice?
Well, you know, for I don't necessarily look more at the signees as I do, more so the guys that Tennessee's trying to, you know, target. And so, like, for me in Orlando, it was Darnell Wright, you know, and Darnell started slow that first night. He's clearly about 20 pounds too heavy, but, you know, come back and practice two and three and was really good. And, I said it on our site, you know, I thought the best offensive tackle was Evan Neal, the Alabama signee. But I thought the best offensive lineman was Darnell Wright, because Darnell Wright proved he could play guard or tackle and did it very effectively and was really good at both. So, you know, Darnell, when he drops that 20 pounds and gets in shape, I think the sky's the limit for that kid. I really do. I think he has really untapped potential and doesn't really realize how good he can be. And it's kind of scary to think how good he will be able to be, you know, if he sets his mind to it and does it the right way.
What are we looking as far as numbers and potential targets out there? Tennessee did a good job early signing period. You got Kavaris Couch there on that Friday right before the signing period ended. Still need to address defensive tackle and linebacker and another position there on the line. Where do you see Tennessee going, and how many numbers are they working with?
Well, you know, they've got 18 right now, 18, 19. I'm thinking you're looking at about four spots left. You know, they want to get a linebacker. Chris Russell makes the most sense. They sure wouldn't turn down our boy Henry to O2O, Jason. I think Alabama, though, sits in the catbird seat for Henry. Henry's supposed to visit Tennessee next weekend on the 11th. You know, outside of that, I'm just kind of interested to see, you know, where they go with the remaining spots. I know they'd like to add another piece in the secondary. You know, but a lot of the guys they're going after are, to me, tough reaches. I mean, it's a tough pull for Travis Jay, who lives 20 miles outside of Tallahassee. Five-star Akeem Dent, another young man who's been committed to Florida State for a long time. So, you know, what do they do with a spot in the secondary? And then, you know, can they get George Pickens on campus and maybe go with another receiver? I think that would be another spot they would try to land somebody in a perfect world.
One of the positives to practically filling your entire class in the early signing period is that you do get a head start on the next class, that being the 2020 class. Who are the biggest targets that Tennessee has really focused on as they somewhat transition to next year's recruiting cycle?
Well, you know, in 2020, you've got a lot of in-state guys. I mean, there's Amari Thomas, there's the Curry kid out of Memphis, there's Chris Morris. You can go right down the list, you know, just around here. You got Brian Tucker, you got Cooper Mays, T. Hodge at Maryville. In the mid-states, you got Keyshawn Lawrence. Down in Georgia, Miles Murphy. Obviously, you've already got Harrison Bailey committed, the 2020 quarterback. So, I mean, Tennessee's going to continue to recruit kind of the same spots they've been recruiting in this 2019 class, but I think you'll see a heavier presence in the state of Tennessee for 2020 than you ever did in 2019.
Austin Price here on the Swain Event. Austin, how tired are you of the OC search? You sound tired, man. I know you've been traveling, going from Orlando to San Antonio. Is the game still in San Antonio? You sound tired, Austin, man. You're giving your all right now for the Swain Event, and I appreciate it. But you sound like you're tired of the OC search, man. Am I close? Am I in the ballpark there?
Yeah, I wish. I mean, can Tennessee ever just do a search like Miami did for Manny Diaz? Like 8 hours and done.
I mean, people think, man, just as a fan, the search is hard on them. It's the folks that have to find out what's going on. The search kind of wears on, too. So, awesome, man. I hope you get some sleep, man. I really do. You sound tired.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that, Jay.
All right. So, right now, as it stands, there's been a conversation between Pruitt, Sarkisian. You know, Canada was here on campus for a long time, but that's probably not going to happen there. Man, is there any new names that Pruitt's going to talk to moving forward? As I asked you, 9:30 on a Friday.
You know, if they are, I don't know about them. You know, so I mean, I think kind of all the players are out there on the table. Maybe Jeremy does got a trick or two up his sleeve. It wouldn't surprise me. You know, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, Jeremy's the kind of guy that's going to, you know, he doesn't want a lot of information out there. He's going to play it close to the vest. And you can bet that, you know, he's made a phone call or two that nobody knows about. I mean, George Pickens is a young man who's a five-star wide receiver, and he visited for the Missouri game, and nobody even knew he was here. That's kind of hard to do, but yeah. it happened. So, you know, the old head coach, he's got some tricks up his sleeve. He's a veteran, and, you know, he does his best to keep things extremely quiet.
Yeah. I understand that, man. And even he sometimes gets surprised by how stuff probably gets out. But this is Tennessee, man. This is the way it is. People want to know what's going on. AustinVolQuest.com, what can we expect there at VolQuest coming in the next couple of days?
Well, we're going to, you know, continue to wrap up. We've had a daily diary called Juices Journal. Eric Gray from San Antonio, and then McCullough's Memories from the Under Armour game. We'll wrap up McCullough's Memories today and have a look back at the week with Jalen. And we'll have our Friday podcast and, you know, get ready for the start of Tennessee basketball in the SEC this weekend as Georgia rolls to town.
I like it. Austin, man, go get you some rest, my friend.
All right, thanks, Jason. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. Austin Price at Austin Priceless on Twitter. And his time was brought to you by Jennifer Morse of the Keller Williams Group. If you need to sell your home, if you need to buy your home, you want a no-nonsense approach, well, I'll tell you the person you need to contact, you need to talk to, and that is Jennifer Williams. And her direct number is 865-257-7897. Her email, JenniferMorris, 865@gmail.com. And you can go to her website, Jennifer Morris, KW at yourkwagent.com. Check out her website and her work. And she sponsors Austin Price's time here on the Swain Event. Again, Jennifer Morris with the Keller Williams Realty Group. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour three of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the smokehouse stew, barbecue cheddar meatloaf, or the smoked turkey and dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their hillbilly chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years, whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home. Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
You're driving home. Flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Swain Event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail.
The celebration!
Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during this
special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's hit up the old trusted text box this morning. See what's going on the text box, Facebook Live. Reading off your comments and your questions. Had two great interviews, one with Dane Bradshaw and Austin Price. A lot of information. CMBTNG says, hold on, Swain. Sounds like our fans would blow a gasket if T. Martin is hired as OC. Why? Do our fans think we're too good for T? Maybe 20, 30 years ago. Who do we think we are? Please explain. I think it's fair to not do backflips for T. Martin being the offensive coordinator with no co-coordinator attached. I think it's fair. Look at what happened to USC. It's fair. And I'm a T. Martin fan. I'm a T. Martin guy. But that's fair to question that move. It's fair. It's why Pruitt has talked to him about being a co-offensive coordinator. To be a coordinator, you have to have your own system. Okay? Your own system. What does that mean? Here's an example. David Cutcliffe, when identifying protections, he has his own system of being able to say, this is a six-man protection. This is a seven-man protection. This is a five-man protection. This is the route tree. They're named. Here's the concepts. There's a name for the concepts. You have your own system. Calling plays and having your own system are two totally different things. You can have Tyson Helton's system, but Pruitt, Wilfred, Lilly, David Johnson, anyone on the staff could call plays. But having your own offensive system is different, your own terminology. That's something that probably Steve Sarkisian would have. I don't know if T. Martin has his own offensive system yet. I don't know that. But I do know that when he called plays at USC, I don't know if it was his system. It was maybe Clay Helton's system. So that's why it makes more sense to probably bring him in as a co-offensive coordinator. And again, T. Martin has options. He doesn't need to do it. He has 2 years left on a buyout. He's going to get paid if he doesn't coach. He can go to Georgia Tech. He can go to Louisville. Like, he can go to Maryland. He has a great relationship with Mike Loxley. Like, he has options. He ain't desperate out here. People want him. He's a great assistant coach. He recruits like no one's business. He has developed players who are playing in the NFL. He's developed wide receivers because that's the position that he coached. But T. Martin played the position of quarterback. T. Martin, before he got in coaching, ran a quarterback organization, a quarterback camp or whatever, training quarterbacks. So T. Martin can coach quarterbacks like he was doing the Bird Challenge or whatever you call it. Like, he can do that with both eyes closed. He can do that. So he could come in and be the quarterback's coach and be a co-offense coordinator if that were the scenario. But he doesn't need to do it. He has options. He has options.
To you, what is the worst-case scenario in the way that this turns out?
The worst-case scenario?
I don't think there is one because we won't know. I mean, I just don't think there is one. Like, I know fans won't like it, but I don't even think Will Friend's the worst-case scenario.
There is a worst-case scenario, but like you said, Ben, we won't know it until the games. Like, everyone's going to have a reaction, good or bad. But it's going to be an incomplete reaction based on – not based on any evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
I don't care if we hire Sarkisian or if we hire Will Friend, which, yeah, I just don't think that's going to happen as just the offense coordinator, maybe a co-offense coordinator situation. But whatever hire we make, we're not going to know if it's successful until we start playing. Everyone was trashing the Mike DeBoer hire. Oh, my gosh, the last time in Michigan. Dude, Mike DeBoer, last time being an offense coordinator, ran a totally different offense than he ran at Tennessee. And I remember Mike DeBoer saying, when I was out of the game, I studied offenses. I studied what I would do if I were to be a coordinator again. And he was telling the truth. He came in, and he ran a totally, completely offense than what he did in Michigan. That was predicated on the I formation, a simple offensive formation with a tight end. It was truly a pro-style offense. So we're not going to know. We're not going to know. We're not going to know immediately. It's going to take time. So what's the worst-case scenario? Making the worst hire. It could be Sarkisian. It could be a co-offensive coordinator scenario. That's the worst. That's the worst scenario.
I mean, obviously, from a perception standpoint, to me, going to an internal hire at this point would show some amount of unpreparedness and a bit of incompetence on Pruitt's part.
But that doesn't mean it's the worst case
scenario.
And
that would be concerning, but at the same time, you got, like, I have the same exact feeling as you all. Yes, it would be concerning immediately for that reason. But
and that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
But at the same time, I feel exactly like y'all. What if it turns out to be a really good hire? Yeah. And then the offense is great next year.
That's fair.
So,
I think you look at Hugh Freeze, you look at how that played out, and then the amount of time, it's fair to go, man, sure didn't seem like we were prepared. That's a fair thing to say. But what matters at the end of the day? The numbers on the scoreboard.
Yep.
The efficiency of the offense. And here's a thought. Miami and Major Applewhite, he could be a failure as offense coordinator. And they made that hire quick as all get out. So the amount of time you spend hiring a coach does not mean you're going to be successful or not. Jeremy Pruitt is a first-year head coach. Was this search handled ideally? Was it handled perfectly? Was it handled like a textbook search? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. So you won't hear me. I know there's a lot of radio hosts in Knoxville. You won't hear me talk down to anybody about being frustrated or questioning the process if we have a hire from within. All I'm saying is right now, just take a step back. Just take a couple steps back. Go from 10 to about 7. You have every reason to be at 7. Here we are entering the sixth week of the search. You have every reason to be at 7. But there's still opportunity for the right hire to be made. When I think of a person going to 10, that means there's no coming back from. That means it was a bad hire, and you know that for a fact. How are you going to be a 10 when you don't even know if the hire is bad or not? So I always like to wait and see.
Chase Downey wants to know if Tennessee even has room for co-OCs. Obviously, with Will Friend already being on staff, if they were to bring somebody else in and pair those two as co-OCs, if that is a possibility, then they have room in that sense. But if they're going to bring in two outside guys to be co-OCs, they're going to have to do some moving around.
Yeah, somebody has to
– somebody got to go.
So either someone will come off the field, or that means someone has left to take another job. Yeah, so there's three different scenarios here. There's Tennessee just going out and hiring a OC, him coming in, coaching quarterbacks being OC. That's one. The second scenario is hiring one person, that person coming in and being a co-OC with someone already on the staff. The second scenario. Third scenario is someone leaves or steps off the field, and then you add two people, and they become co-OCs. That can happen. And like Austin Price said, Pruitt, maybe he's talking to people that we haven't heard about. I don't know if there's a fourth scenario, but I don't put it past Pruitt. So that could happen. And like Austin said, and like I said before we had Austin on, man, there's other programs showing that you can be successful with the co-offensive coordinator system. But – all right, let's go to the phones.
We got KB.
KB, good morning.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
I'm good, KB. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to add something. It's kind of – everybody always wants to say, oh, does he run this style and that style offense? There's no magic plays. Everybody's pretty much seen this play and that play and their style, and it doesn't take long to catch on. But what I want in a coordinator is somebody that's very savvy. Somebody that can understand the defenses, and when they might say, well, I run this kind of offense, but they're pulling a guy up here, or they're doing this, and can adjust during the game. A guy that's savvy. You remember Spurrier back in the day? You know, he always caught people off guard. Kiffin does that. I want a guy that catches you off guard that can adjust and say, you know, don't put everything in a box. Just be savvy. Somebody that's smart can pull a different formation, different set, a different philosophy during the game. That's all I'd like to see. I don't care who the guy is or what he's done before. Just somebody that's a good game manager and keeping them off balance. That's all I have to say. Love the show. Best show on the radio.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And a reminder that it's more about the players. It's more about the talent than it is about the person calling the plays. I'm not saying that it's not important. The person calling plays, hey, it is important. If it's nine guys in a box and the offense coordinator is calling a run, probably not smart. But if you're playing against the Sisters of a Poor and you got a bunch of studs on your offense, you probably still could run it versus a nine-man front. You probably still could. Just be very, very careful putting too much weight on the coordinator. It's the All-Star game yesterday. The All-Star game is going to take place over the weekend. That's where it matters most. It's about the Jimmys and Joes. It's about the players. It's about those guys. Because no one teaches a running back to run a 4-4 and have a spin move like Eric Gray. You don't teach that. You either have it or you don't.
Against the number one overall player in the country.
You don't teach Ramel Keaton how to high point balls. You have a feel for that. You can teach him a little bit of stuff on the go, and he can get better at it. But some dudes either have it or they don't. You don't teach Darnell Wright to be big.
You teach him how to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah,
but
and have great technique and things like that. But
you don't teach him how to be a dog.
So coaches are important. Let's not overrate them at the college level. It's about the players' talent, first and foremost. One last segment, Swain Event.
Hour three of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy!
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Last segment of the week, we have NFL playoffs tomorrow and Sunday.
Are you nervous? You haven't been in the playoffs in a while in any sport.
I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous.
Tennessee basketball is really the only postseason success that you've experienced, not even success, experience that you have experienced as a fan lately. And at that time, you pissed off Sister Jean, and it came back to bite you in the butt. So as a friend, as somebody who cares about you, I recommend that you don't tick anybody off related to the opponent.
I have no impact on the game.
You do. You put a bad juju on the balls.
No, Kyle Alexander didn't play.
And that was your fault.
It's your
fault. Because Sister Jean you know, she put a hex of sorts on the team. That's why Kyle Alexander was out, and then we lost.
My fault.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
So
that just is what it is.
Do not irritate Meek Mill. He's a big time Philadelphian. Do not irritate Kevin Hart. That's the real one that you don't want to get on the bad side of. Kevin Hart would put bad juju on the Bears so quick they look like Care Bears, as Triple OG would say.
You're not a fan if you're not nervous a little bit anytime your team plays. Just like if you're not nervous a little bit, don't have a little bit of butt flies as a player before a game, maybe you don't have a pulse. I don't care if I was a Chiefs fan or a Patriots fan or whatever, I would still be a little bit nervous about the playoffs if you have a lot invested in the game. You know, if you're just a casual fan, you don't care one way or the other, but then you're probably not going to care. But I think I'm more than just a casual Bears fan, just saying. Who we got there on the phone?
Vol Nation, right before we get out of here.
Hey, Vol Nation, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fam. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Off today and getting the chance to listen to you guys. Great show as usual. I just want to throw my hat in the ring as far as this co-office coordinator thing. I don't know what direction they're going to go. Like I said, I'm trusting Coach has got everything covered because I know right now he's all about recruiting. He's trying to get these players in here, and that's what's exciting, that even without an offensive coordinator, he's bringing in some ballers, he's bringing in some guys that's going to help us. But I was trying to get your opinion on, you know, the T. Martin situation. T. Martin is a beast of a recruiter. You know, he does have some experience as an OC or co-OC or whatever, and he's from this area, you know what I'm saying? And I think it would be great if he decided to come back and be a part of what's going on here. And if he came in and coached up the quarterbacks and was co-offensive coordinator and as a second offensive coordinator or the other side of the co-part, I was thinking, well, if they brought in somebody like a Levy, who's a running back coach that has some experience, and those two work together to put a system together, to put a product on the field. And, you know, because you've coached running backs as well, then you may have to do something with Winky, either make him an analyst or whatever. But, you know, that might have to be an adjustment that they might have to do according to the coaching staff. But I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Gotcha.
And what you thought that might be.
Gotcha, Vol Nation. We're up against it. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hope you have a great weekend. Sometimes it's best sometimes for us not to know things, and so we don't freak out. T. Martin Pruitt talked like a while ago, but people are taking his fresh information and thinking like that's the direction that we're headed, and that is not 100% true. It could happen, but that's an option that's been kind of tossed around days and days and days and days ago. It's just that the information is just coming out. And Pruitt has a lot of different ways he can go. He's talked to a lot of people. So, Tennessee, your number 3 ranked Tennessee plays their first ACC game against Georgia.
Beat down those dogs.
Rick Barnes, one of the best coaches in college basketball. And I really want to talk more about basketball, but hey, stuff happens, right? This basketball team continues to show why they're the best team in the SEC, possibly the best team in the country. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, have a great weekend. Peace and love. We're out.